Of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The evening main news bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government efforts in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. ICU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance, qualification, national registration card, NRC. Apply now at www.icuzambia.net. For more information, contact the ICU School of Mines, Department of Artisanal and Small Scale, 260-763-302-596 or +260-973-263-492. For analysis of mineral samples, contact the ICU School of Mines Laboratory at +260-973-263-492 or +260-977-833-434.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the main news on One Love Radio, the headlines. President Hakainde Hichilema Ndola for a one-day working visit. Economist Noah Kabuita urges strong measures to sustain Kwacha appreciation. Commuters' Rights Association of Zambia urges proper use of toll fees to upgrade road network. And in foreign news, Zimbabwe rolls out of long-acting HIV prevention drug gets underway. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. President Hakainde Hichilema is in Ndola District, Copperbelt Province for a one-day working visit. President Hichilema, who was aboard the presidential jet, touched down at Simon Mwansakapwepwe International Airport at exactly 09:22 hours on Sunday. The head of state was received by Copperbelt Province Minister Elisha Matambo, Province Permanent Secretary Lawrence Mwanza, Ndola District Commissioner Precious Njekwa, and other senior government party officials. Meanwhile, scores of students from various higher learning institutions were also at the airport to receive President Hichilema with excitement. According to Zanis, President Hichilema is expected to fellowship with congregants at Chifubu Catholic Church in Ndola. The head of state will later have another engagement with students in Kitwe. Economist Noah Kabuita has called for measures to sustain the appreciation of the kwacha, saying the currency's recent gains must be backed by strong economic fundamentals. His remarks follows a warning from the Civil Society for Poverty Reduction, CSPR, which cautioned that the kwacha's strength against the US dollar should be sustainable, and not driven by temporary increases in commodity prices. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Kabuita says Zambia has reached a stage of relative macroeconomic stability, but stressed that the current progress must be maintained. He adds that citizens should begin to see tangible economic benefits from the stronger kwacha, including lower prices and improved living standards. Development analyst Dr. Charity Musamba has urged the government to invest in sustainable and independent livelihood opportunities rather than expanding short-term social support programs such as Cash for Work. Her remarks follows the government's decision to increase the number of beneficiary households under the regular social cash transfer program from 895,000 in 2021 to 1.3 million households currently, with plans to reach 1.5 million households later this year. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Dr. Musamba says while social protection programs help vulnerable households survive, they are largely copying mechanisms that do not offer long-term solutions. She has highlighted the need for the government to focus on creating gainful employment opportunities and sustainable livelihoods that would reduce dependency and ease pressure on public funds allocated to Cash for Work initiatives. Dr. Musamba has further challenged the government to justify the continued expansion of the program, noting that Zambia's economy is reportedly improving. She has questioned whether the reported economic growth is translating into improved living standards for citizens and why increased spending on social cash transfers remains necessary. Dr. Musamba has further called for a shift toward policies that promote economic empowerment and long-term resilience among households rather than prolonged resilience on social assistance programs.
In my view, first thing is government must provide justification for that increment, because on one hand, we are both economic and financially things are getting better. So why should we be spending more on the same problem? That's question number one. But the most important issue here is what is the basis of that increment? What is the justification? Is that in telling us that more people are in desperate situations, which then contradicts what government is saying, that things are getting better.
Still on local news, the Commuters Rights Association of Zambia is calling for proper use of toll fees to modernize and expand the country's road network. Association President Aaron Kamuti says the current utilization is mismanaged, with most roads substandard or unexpanded. Highlighting a disadvantages of poor road systems, Mr. Kamuti warns that the situation is likely to affect investor confidence, delay goods delivery, and increase congestion. He advocates proper use of toll fees to upgrade roads, ease congestion, and boost goods movement into and out of the country.
What was supposed to be done is whatever has been realized from the collections of IT was supposed to be plowed back in the maintenance of the road. But this is not the case with what is happening. Right now we've sold our rights to a foreign company, and the number of tokens which we've given to this contractor, they are vibrant, they are very important to the to our country. Because this is a lot of money that are being collected. If you, from the Katuba toll gates, you go up to the Masaiti, this line of toll gates is where money, that huge sums of money.
Historian and University of Zambia lecturer Professor Bizek Piri has urged government to align the recent proposed National Heritage and Cultural Week towards educating younger generations about the country's history and cultural values. Government recently announced that it will roll out the National Heritage and Cultural Week aimed at preserving and promoting Zambia's diverse cultural heritage, historical legacy, and locally produced goods. The initiative follows Parliament's anonymous approval of a private member's motion. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Professor Piwi welcomes the initiative, saying it will not only reposition culture as a driver of development, but also present a critical opportunity to safeguard the country's identity, noting that celebrating Zambia's traditional languages and historical milestones provides an opportunity for the country to strengthen its identity while creating economic opportunities, particularly in the tourism sector. He feels that the commemorative week should also serve as a platform to educate younger generations about the country's history and cultural values.